Similar scenario that I would kind of like to see happen is schools like Buford, a smaller school that's dominated their classification, play maybe some of the 4 and 5A schools in the state, much like they do in basketball in the tournaments that they have that aren't a part of the season. They have, you know, the mixing of classification. So talk a little bit about out-of-state matchups, but also inter-classification matchups.
You know, I'll answer your second question first. The play in smaller classes versus big classes, I think, is good. I think that it sparks interest. And when you take a program, although it's tough, there's no different than Georgia Southern or a good, like Utah playing Alabama in a Sugar Bowl or Georgia right. Southern playing Georgia. I mean, you see from time to time, like Appalachian State beat Michigan. Well, same thing with Buford and some of these other teams. Of course, I will say this. There is your 2A, 3A football in the state of Georgia is really good football.
Right.
And there are several schools in this state last year. I'd hate to have to play, although we're 5A. I mean, we couldn't have matched up with some of them that are in 3A, 4A. You know, because at the end of the day, it's still about numbers and the quality of athlete that you've got inside that number. So there's a lot of schools in Georgia can play. Now, to answer your first question, you know, am I an advocate of it? I think you know me well enough to know that if you Camden County, let's take Camden County in Hoover come September the 18th this year, or September 12th, excuse me, or 11th, whenever that date is, that's going to create statewide interest in this state, just like it did last year.
Right.
Just like if Lowndes played Evangel Christian or anybody, South Lake Carroll, Texas. I mean, you see what ESPNU has done over the last couple of years. They've got a full schedule of games that are played that are nationally televised, and the ratings have been good, no different than what this is. Just like last year, as good as Camden was, they go over to Hoover and really kick their tail pretty good. It creates interest. And a lot of folks were at that game, I know, at Hoover that wouldn't normally come because they want to see that kind of matchup. And so, yes, I think it would be tremendous fan interest. Although Region 1 5A is tough, there's a lot of natural rivals. The stands are packed anyway. But still, you throw some of our top powers in this state versus other powers across state line, there's no. Yeah, everybody wants to watch a Georgia Florida game, but they would love to see a Florida Texas game too, or a Georgia USC game. I mean, you're going to turn the TV on, you're going to watch it, and just like you would if it was Lowndes playing South Lake Carroll, Texas.
Coach, I've got one final question for you before we let you go on this Sunday afternoon. Talk about some of the players that on your team that we should keep an eye on for next season.
Well, Cameron Irvin's already committed to FSU, and, you know, he's probably one. The other one probably is Quinn Robertson, the wide receiver player that was just being recruited to D1. Terrell Wright, a defensive end that's being recruited, and Nyson Judy that's being recruited also. So those four guys that are going to get a lot of attention now. They may not all play in the ACC or the SEC, but they'll all, and we'll have a few more too now. But we've got a little better quality of player, I think, than we on the field this coming fall than we've had. So hopefully it'll transcend in some more wins.
Coach, we got to get to a quick commercial break. Again, this is Rush Probst, head coach at Colquitt County. We greatly appreciate you taking the time today. You always have a ton of interesting things to say. We hope to get you back on the program sometime in the near future. But, again, thanks a lot for taking this Sunday out to talk with us.
Well, I appreciate you guys. And, again, I think sports radio talk shows also create interest, and we just appreciate y'all doing it.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.
Much. Thank you, Coach. All right. That was Rush Probst of Colquitt County High School. We got to get to a quick commercial break. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
This whole thing just makes me sick.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
vote on the Sam Flax Midsummer Music Festival Art Design Contest. To see whose design will be on 790 The Zone's festival t-shirt, log on to 790thezone.com and cast your vote now.
Back in the old neighborhood, generosity was a way of life. So when you came over for a meal, you usually left with one too. At Maggiano's through June 3rd, we're putting a new twist on this old tradition. Order tonight from a selection of made-from-scratch dishes, like our famous mom's lasagna. And we'll send you home with a different meal, like our delicious baked ziti and sausage. Both meals for only $12.95. How's that for generous? Two chef-prepared meals for just $12.95. See you tonight at Maggiano's, Little Italy.
Club 790 is getting a makeover, and you can reap the benefits. All Club 790 members are now official 790 MVPs. 790 MVPs only can register to win a trip to Watercolor, a coastal resort on Florida's beautiful Emerald Coast. Now through June 5th, enjoy a three-night stay in either a three-bedroom vacation home or condo at the Watercolor Inn. Watercolor Resort offers everything you need to paint the perfect vacation. And win this $3,000 vacation giveaway courtesy of Watercolor Resort. Blackout dates apply.
You've heard it before. Go, there's nothing stopping you. And AirTran Airways means it, especially when you're sitting back and relaxing, much the way you can in the great AirTran Airways brand new jumbo jet. And enjoy all of the away team interviews that are rich and personal right here on AirTran Airways Hardball, heard on 790 The Zone. My name is Chris Domino, and here's what's going to happen all season long. I'll be sitting down with some of the biggest stars in baseball as they fly into Atlanta and play our hometown team. It's a real treat when you get a chance to potentially be talking with a Hall of Famer or an icon of America's past. Time and AirTran Airways flyaways over the course of the season will be included. Your chance to fly away to see the hometown baseball team play on top of that. Don't forget, away team interviews courtesy of our friends at AirTran Airways all season long here on 790 The Zone at 790thezone.com. You know what I say, go, there's nothing stopping you. And with AirTran Airways, boy, do they prove it every day. More flights than anybody else, more on-time flights than anybody else in a brand new fleet. That's AirTran Airways. They're doing it bigger and better than everybody else, and you can actually sit back, relax, enjoy both AirTran Airways and AirTran Airways flyaway team interviews. Rich and personal, just the way AirTran Airways treats you.
When the Falcons were honored for one of the great turnarounds in NFL history, only 790 The Zone was given exclusive access.
We are live at the Sporting News NFL Awards, where the Falcons have swept Executive of the Year, Coach of the Year, and Rookie of the Year.
Matt Ryan joins us right now. You're looking slick back there. You got the buzz cut going there, Matt.
Well, I'm trying to get on the same level as you guys.
First for football, 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
They call me Big L.A., Big Silly, Big Money, Big Billy.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. We are Georgia's only all-recruiting radio show, which I like to say makes us the very best in the business. I am, again, Scott the Brain Janovich, joined, as always, in the studio by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proc.
That's me.
That is, yeah, I said that. We have Chris White on the line. We're going to take Chris right now. Chris is the CEO and founder of Sports Championship Management Group. Chris, how you doing today?
Good, guys. How are you?
I think I'm speaking for both of us when I say we're doing quite well.
We're doing well, and we promise we won't hang up on you in mid-word on accident like we did our last guest.
No problem.
That's not true. So Chris is, as I said, the CEO and founder of Sports Championship Management Group. They put on camps for all ages, high school and below. Chris is going to be putting on a camp at Oglethorpe College January 15th through 19th for grades 9 through 12th. And I guess talk a little about what you do in those clinics, Chris.
Yeah, actually, it's pretty unique. It's a week-long camp. Like you said, the 15th to the 19th is coming up here in a couple weeks for the high school kids. And not only are we going to concentrate on the football aspects of it, but we're going to put a lot of emphasis on life skills for the high school kids, college recruiting. We're bringing in a national, we're going to have someone come in and talk to the kids about, how to prepare to be a college athlete, which, as you and I both know, I don't know, there's a lot of companies out there that guided us through that process when we were in high school.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and so that's definitely going to be a big part of our camps. Every day for a half an hour, we've got life skills, either coaches or speakers and or films that will show the high school kids. Lunch is provided. And most of our coaches are former NFL players, college coaches, and high school coaches. And also in there, we're going to do a two-day combine clinic. We're going to work with the kids and show them the proper techniques and tricks to pass and to the best way to get their combine scores and times to maximize. And then the next day we'll actually put them through a combine.
Yeah.
So they can truly put that to use, and then we'll give them a plan to when they leave so they can work on to improve those times throughout the next, you know, course of the next year.
Building on what you said about teaching life skills, because I know that's what truly makes your camp unique from others, is that you guys not only teach football but how to be a better person. Talk, I guess, a little bit more specifically about, I know you mentioned the videos you guys show. What kind of drills and lessons do you guys specifically try to impart on those in attendance?
Well, the biggest thing is just age appropriate. As a lot of people are listening, and you and I, you know from experiences, you know, back in the 80s when I was in high school, there were good people involved, but you know, did really people talk on about alcohol? Did really people really, you know, sit there and teach us, you know, the true meaning of what it's truly going to take to not only be attend college, the ways to be able to work and go to college, the ways to be able to be a student athlete and all the pressures that come with that. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about money as far as, you know, trying to, you know, establish, you know, a job and money and you know, savings and what's going to take you to after college to get you out in the real world. We'll talk about just character, teamwork, integrity, and just really the lessons that, you know, a lot of people wish they had before they left out of high school to go to college, and a lot of people that wish they knew going from college out to the real working world.
All right. I'll continue, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, staying on this on a very similar topic, I don't know if you follow the recruiting process closely, but someone like Dexter Moody, who was committed to Georgia last recruiting cycle and ended up not getting his scholarship, or I should say got his scholarship pulled for an altercation he had in school with a teacher, I believe. My question for you is more general than that, though. Since you put such a priority on teaching life lessons and how to be a good person, what have you found is most difficult to fight against or combat in the way the high school athlete is raised today? What have you encountered to be, or what have you found to be the most difficult challenge with today's high school athlete?
Every high school kid has an envision of going Division I football. And today, the pressure that these kids get put on them, they think it's the best thing since winning the lottery. I'm going to go play for University of Georgia, which is a great organization, which is a great school. Mark Richt is just a phenomenal coach. But they don't really realize that you've got to, you know, you've got to mind your P's and Q's, and you have to stay out of trouble. And, you know, you've got to study, and you've got to go to school, and you've got to go to football practice, and that everyone in the world is now looking upon you. So if you're just, you know, going to work and just a regular guy, and you get a ticket for, you know, jaywalking, well, you just get a ticket. But when you're in a national spotlight at a major SEC college, whenever you do the smallest things, that's going to be made into something a lot bigger than it is. And a lot of these kids, I don't really think, realize who's watching them, the eyes that are upon them, and truly the pressure that it takes to be a Division I college athlete in today's society, just because so many people put so many expectations on these kids. And I really don't think the kids understand the expectations that are put on them going to a major university.
Yeah, well said.
The website is scmgroup-inc.com. His name is Chris White, the CEO and founder of the Sports Championship Management Group. For more info on these camps, both the high school football camp June the 15th through 19th, as well as the youth football camp July the 6th through 10th, you can visit the website. Chris, thanks for joining us today, bud.
Thanks, guys.
All right, that was Chris White. And moving right along.
Yeah, we got a very special, we got a new sponsor, the Atlanta Dream. And so as a result, we have a very special guest with us today, Marinelle Metters, the head coach of the Dream. Are you there?
I am.
How are you doing on this actually beautiful Sunday, surprisingly?
It is a beautiful day, and I tell you, I'm doing great, and I'm looking forward to talking with you guys.
And as are we, looking forward to talk to you. Talk a little about, I know you guys have started preseason basketball. Talk about what you're looking forward to heading into this new season.
Well, this is our final week of preparation, and we start our season this coming Saturday night. We play Indiana at home. That's our opener at 7 o'clock at Phillips Arena. And then we play a back-to-back game and go to Washington the next day and play at 4 o'clock in the afternoon in Washington, D.C. But we're really looking forward to a great year. We've totally revamped our team from last year. Our last year was our first season in the WNBA, and we had all the expansion draft players. And we've maneuvered around, and we've really signed a lot of great players.
Yeah, there's no doubt a lot to be excited about when discussing the Dream. Though if you're a fan, there's clearly one theme that I think kind of overrides, or I should say, has pushed all other storylines to the side, and that is the new tandem you guys have of Shamika Holdsclaw and the number one pick in the draft, Angel McCautry out of Louisville. Talk a little about how dynamic that tandem can be.
Well, I tell you what, the one thing I think we really have to talk about is Shamika Holdsclaw unretiring, coming back in and playing in Atlanta and in her hometown. She owns a home here, and she's just so happy to be back on the court. And I can't say enough about, you know, what she has added to our team, not only in her skill set and the things that she does on the court, but I'm talking about her leadership qualities that she has off the court with a lot of our players. And then you add a talent like Angel McCautry that was just phenomenal. And I've said this many times in talking about her, there's not another player in the NCAA basketball tournament this year that put their team on their back and took them to the final game. But Angel McCautry did that. And she came in the other night, and she didn't start, but she came in and she played a lot of minutes. But she ended up with about 16 points. And that's just the way Angel plays. And one of the dynamic things about her is that she plays both ends of the court. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, I think we drafted her, is because she's such a talent on both ends.
Obviously, with these two new players in the fold, you guys looking to rebound after kind of a rough first year. Like you said, it's an expansion year. Obviously, these two talents are going to lead to more victories just by purely signing them. Is that correct?
Well, I think so. We still got to play the game. But what we've added is not only those two players, but we've added Nikki Teasley at point guard, who's won a WNBA championship and a national championship in college. And, you know, we have to look at Michelle Snow as a big 6'5 Tennessee player, former Tennessee player that played for the Houston Comets. And we were lucky enough to sign her as a free agent this past year. But in addition to that, we've got some young players that I think are just getting ready to break out. Sancho Little, I think, is one of those. She was on the Houston team that folded last year, and we got her number one in the dispersal draft. But then there's a couple of young talents that I think are really, really going to help us win some games, and that's Tamara Young, number one. And I think, you know, we've got Ivory Latta, and we've got Shaylee Lenning, who is a rookie out of Kansas State. So we're very solid in the starting positions, but then we're also very good at backup. And then we have two Brazilian players that I think are really going to add such a dimension to our team. Izzy Castro-Marquez started for us last year and was very, very instrumental in some of the wins that we had. Averaged about 8 points a game. And then I think one of the most underrated post players is Erica de Souza. She is also from Brazil. She's 6'5 and runs the floor extremely well. But she broke her leg last year and was out for 22 games. So that really hurt us. But she had a great year in Spain and did a lot of great things over there. So I think she's going to...
Hello?
Are you still there?
I am.
Okay.
I guess to bring up something else, moving on, this question is specifically about you. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you double as both the team's coach and the general manager, and that's something that's extremely rare in sports today. Talk about that and what challenges that presents, or do you find that to be a luxury? Of course, if you follow sports, everyone's familiar with that sort of rocky dynamic between GM and coach, one's planning for the future, the other for today. Talk about that as a challenge and or a luxury.
Well, I think it gives me an opportunity to, you know, I have a great history with watching all the players when they play in college, and my knowledge of each one of them and how they've progressed and how they've done since they've become pros and everything, I think is an advantage for the Atlanta Dream to have somebody in that seat. It is very difficult sometimes to be a GM and also be a coach because, like you said, coaches plan for the future and GMs plan for the future and coaches, you know, plan for today because you just never know in this atmosphere, you know, how long you're going to coach. But I like being able to kind of control who comes in and who doesn't come in. And the Atlanta Dream has really been great about letting me make those decisions. And, you know, we've changed this team around. It's got a whole new look this year. And when I look at some of the players that returned from last year, I have to think about Jen Lacey, who does a great job with the spirit of the team. She is like the glue that holds everything together. She's so positive in ways she handles everybody. But, you know, I just have to think that, you know, after last year, we think about the players that we want to keep here, and then you have to move others out. And, you know, we moved some really great players in. So having the opportunity to wear both hats, yeah, I think is an advantage.
Obviously, with the new players out there, fans are going to be eager to go out to the Atlanta Dream. Tickets are only $10. You can purchase those tickets through Ticketmaster or by visiting the official website, the official Atlanta Dream website. And are there any other promotional deals that fans may be out there looking to come, or should they just come for the product, or anything fun that we should be looking at for the giveaway days or anything like that?
Well, we usually give something away every game, so you know, if you're one of the first ones to get there, you're going to get all the promotional items. But I think number two is, you know, it's a great, great family atmosphere that we have. Our team is and our players are fan-friendly. They love to have kids in the arena, and we absolutely love to play in front of our Atlanta Dream fans because they're just terrific. And, you know, there's always group tickets and things like that that they can get, and they are even less than $10 a piece. So, you know, anytime we can push and try to get people in the arena, I think once they come, they come back again because it's so entertaining. It's not only basketball, and it's like playing Olympic teams every single game. So this is the best of the best. There's only 11 players on each team. There's 13 teams, and each team, you know, I think right now each team has an opportunity to win the championship.
Yeah, listen.
So that's how really good I think they are.
Listen, Coach, we're right up against a break, so we're going to have to let you go. But we greatly appreciate you taking the time out on this Sunday to speak with us, and we hope to get back with you sometime later in the near future.
Thanks, Coach.
Oh, that sounds great. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Of course, that's Marino Metters, the head coach of the Atlanta Dream. We do have to go to a quick commercial break. You are listening to the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
We can't make this a big deal.
Lunchtime has become a big deal. Don't believe us?
You can't make too big of a deal of it. It's already a big deal.
Even the media can't stop it.
The media cannot make this into a big deal. It's already a big deal.
I'd say it's a big deal.
It's not that big a deal.
Give it up for
Brandon and Wolby.
Weekdays 11 to 1.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
It's already a big deal.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. And now more than ever, you can count on Aaron's. Nobody beats the Aaron's price. They're tough to beat when it comes to price, quality, the terms of lease, and the service, and the name brands you want. Go to shopaarons.com, find out where the store is near you, and then you find the plan that makes sense and get the stuff you want in your home today. Don't save for a rainy day. Get it now, like computers. Aaron sells more computers and TVs than anybody out there. Some great deals right now, like a compact notebook, $99.99 a month on a 12-month lease, or the guaranteed lowest price in town. You need a bedroom set? We got that. You want living room furniture? Yeah, they got that too. But also name brand appliances, like right now, a washer and dryer from Frigidaire, $99.99 a month on a 24-month lease. From Amana for $69.99 on a washer and dryer set on an 18-month lease. So come on, get with the program. Get to Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. Now more than ever, you can count on Aaron's to get the things you need with a lease you can live with. Aaron's, do the math. Nobody beats the Aaron's price. Nobody. Remember, Aaron's sells more TVs than anybody. Get a big screen. Watch the NBA playoffs in style.
It's the Red Stripe Midsummer Music Fest, Saturday, June 20th at Candler Park. Enjoy live music all day long, featuring Jupiter Coyote, Rusted Root, and Guster. The day will kick off with a 5K starting at 10 a.m., and then the festival will start rocking at 12 noon with live music, the Sam Flax Artist Market, an interactive kids area, and Go Green area. The Red Stripe Midsummer Music Fest is an all-ages event, and entry is free.
Free.
Those 21 years of age and up will have an opportunity to buy a wristband to drink with proceeds benefiting the Candler Park Neighborhood Organization and park improvements. Don't miss the Music Festival of the Year. For more information, visit MidsummerMusicFestival.com. The Red Stripe Midsummer Music Fest is presented by Bacardi,
Geico,
Dave FM,
and 790 The Zone.
All-star catcher Brian McCann plays perhaps the toughest position in sports. He has to squat down most of every game, often eats dirt, and has to wear equipment to protect himself.
Totally unnecessary.
Brian McCann joins Pollock and Bell every Wednesday afternoon to let the guys know what's going on with Atlanta's Boys of Summer. Alarm Forces Caught Stealing with Brian McCann is brought to you by Wright Bacon and heard exclusively on 790 The Zone. Let's get it started. Football always lives here.
Here's Norwood, 40, first down, 45, 50. High step, he's gone. 10, 5, strike up the band. Touchdown, Jarius Norwood.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on a beautiful Sunday. You are listening to Sports Radio 790 The Zone. This is the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. I am Scott Janovich, joining the studio as always with Fletcher Proctor. We have heritage do-it-all athlete Gary Peters on the line, so we're going to jump right into that interview. Gary, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
How are you doing on this Sunday, Gary?
I'm blessed. I'm good so far.
There you go. We're all blessed. I like that.
Thank you for coming on the show. We appreciate that. Hey, Gary, let me ask you a question. Let me jump right in. I know Scott normally likes to ask the first question, but I read an interesting article on you this morning, in fact, that said that you've been given a nickname of Gary Saban. What's the story behind that?
It was just a college coach that was recruiting me. He was just joking around with me, and he called me Gary Saban because my favorite school is Alabama. So I guess he was reading it, and he called me Gary Saban. So that's behind that.
I saw you're on the show today, and it just so happened that I read this article, and I was like, interesting. So I guess Alabama is the front runner for your services right now.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sir. Right now, they're my number one school. Yes. Everybody else is in a close second.
As sort of a follow-up, what is it about Alabama that really stands out for you?
I feel like that's the next team to win a national championship. But also within that, I feel like I can get early playing time there, and they have good academics also.
Yeah, now you talk about early playing time, and of course you play quarterback for your high school. You also play cornerback and a little safety.
Yes, sir.
Talk about how important it is for you to play a specific position in college. I know, I know South Florida offered you as a quarterback. Alabama's recruiting you as a cornerback, not a quarterback.
Uh-huh.
So do you have a position that you really want to play most?
I do want to play corner in college. That's big for me.
And then, of course,
I could play anywhere school needs me. I don't mind.
And Nick Saban and Alabama are recruiting you to play corner. Is that right?
Actually, he was the first coach that called me and told me that he won't limit me to any position. He'll let me go out there and play what I want. And then from there, they'll let me know, like, what he thinks is the best fit for me.
Yeah. Let me ask you this then. Is it difficult to play a position like quarterback in high school and spend so much time dedicating, you know, yourself to a position that you probably know that you're not going to play on the college level?
Well, it was my first year, but like now it's my second year, so it's easier for me because I'm playing both ways this year, so it gets easier. And it helps me on defense also.
Well, I was going to say, on a follow-up to that question, Scott kind of stole my thunder a little bit. So, obviously, you like hitting the players a little more than you like getting hit. And I guess on the college level, I'd rather be hitting than getting hit as well.
That's true. That is so true. I'd rather do that.
Gary, I know you visited a number of schools. Obviously, Alabama's one of them. But in addition to that, Georgia, Florida, Clemson, South Carolina. Talk a little bit about what you like about each one of those schools. Let's forget Alabama for the time being.
Clemson is probably the closest. All the coaches treat me like family. I feel like it's a big family with me down there. Coach Rump, he's my recruiting coordinator. I've been out there, I think, twice, and it was great. I loved it both times. And UGA, you know, that's a hometown school, and that's also my parents' favorite. Like, when I get any mail that comes to the house, the only mail they open is UGA. So it's real crazy.
I want to ask you real quick about Clemson and their defensive coordinator, Kevin Steele. Is that a situation he's recruiting you hard and heavy, and you wouldn't mind playing for him either?
Oh, I wouldn't. I love Coach Steele. He came by my school 2 weeks ago for my spring game, and he was real cool. Talked to my coaches. Like, he couldn't really talk to me much, but I call him all the time. I try to keep in contact with him.
Yeah, you alluded a second ago to your parents' love for Georgia. You know, a lot of recruits make their own decisions. Others, I think, decisions are made for them by their parents. How is that process going to work in your family, and how much will their love for Georgia play a part in your end decision?
Well, my dad went out and bought me a Georgia hat the other day, so he really loves Georgia. But I don't think that'll be big. Like, I'll make my own decision when it comes down to it.
Another question I would say is you obviously have an affinity for Alabama. The parents like Georgia. Clemson's number two for you, like their defensive coordinator. At some point, what's your timetable for making a decision on when you might commit?
I have no idea. I want to take my officials first because it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, so I want to be able to take my officials and bring my parents and show them all the colleges. They haven't even been – the only place they've been is Georgia.
Are you at all worried about, you know, maybe that becoming a distraction during the season? I know a lot of recruits like to get it over with just for that reason alone, so they can concentrate on the football, the high school football season. Is that something you're at all worried about?
No, sir. I think I'm mature enough to handle it. Like, it's going to be on the side. Like, football – for my team is my number one goal, besides schoolwork and academics. That's my number one goal, and I want to win the state championship, so that won't affect me at all.
Yeah, we're talking to do-it-all athlete from Heritage, Gary Peters. Talk a little bit about the Nike Athens camp you attended. I know that's one of the few occasions a lot of you players have to compete against the best of the best rather than against your own teammates. Talk about what type of an opportunity that was for you.
Oh, that was great. Last year, I went last year, and I kind of just got shuffled in the whole mix-up, like, with all the good players there. But this year, I felt like I kind of stood out and made my mark. And it feels great to go up against the best receivers in the nation. It helps me, like, see where I am and how much I need to get better and work harder to be up at the top of my game.
Name one of the receivers that you just went out there and dominated. You got right in his face and knocked it away and probably hurt his recruiting chances. Anybody you want to share?
I don't even know his name, but I feel bad for him after I caught him up.
There you go. I like it. A little trash talking, but nothing specific.
That's going to be great for when you're a Georgia baby. That's all I got to say. When you're a Georgia shutting down the Alabama wide receivers, that's going to be fantastic.
Yes, sir.
Fletcher's got a problem of recruiting for his Georgia Bulldogs. But listen, Gary, we had a great time talking to you. We do have to go to a quick commercial break, but again, we appreciate your time, and we hope to have you back on the show in the near future.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great Sunday, Gary.
All right. You too.
Again, that was Heritage athlete Gary Peters.
I tell you, whoever gets that young man, from what I've read, they are going to be a lucky school.
And that he plays like four positions. I mean, the kid could be awesome at a number of those positions. Of course, as we mentioned, we do have to go to a quick commercial break. You're listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell.
Hey, it's going to be a great week on Pollock and Bell. We've got Jamie Dukes, Hines Ward's going to stop by, Charles Barkley, Moose Johnson from the Cowboys, and I am knee-deep in shenanigans at the Beau Rivage. Anybody want to advance me 500?
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off. Come back. No charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it. Do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
If you ask us, we think the best kind of gatherings are not the extravagant kinds or the high-profile kinds. At Peachtree Service Experts, we know the best times are with family, with friends, neighbors, and new friends, too. We know this because we've kept Atlanta families warm in the winter and cool in the summer during those gatherings for over 60 years. So we were thinking, with the economy and things the way they are, we'd like to help out to keep those family grill-outs and bunko parties and birthday gatherings going a little easier. It's a two-for-one offer on service that you just can't get anywhere else. For just $99, our NATE-certified tech will perform a thorough air conditioning precision tune-up now, and then he'll come back in the fall and do your furnace tune-up absolutely free. That means you'll save up to 30% on your energy bills all year long. For the most trusted name in heating and cooling since 1947, visit PeachtreeServiceExperts.com today.
For quality service guaranteed, we're your service experts.
Vote on the Sam Flax Midsummer Music Fest Art Design Contest now. To see whose design goes on our concert t-shirt, vote now at 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. This is the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. I am Scott the Brain Janovitz, of course, joined as always by Doc Proc, Fletcher Proctor. We have another great interview lined up right now. Jefferson County quarterback, although I hate to pigeonhole him as a cornerback, but that's probably what he's going to play on the next level. Barry Bostic is on the line. Barry, are you there?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing on this beautiful Sunday, Barry?
I'm doing good. I'm just playing the game right now.
What game is that?
NCAA college football.
I like it. I like it. What team? What team are you using?
We're doing the Campus Legend. I'm doing the high school. I'm still in high school.
All right. Because I thought maybe that could give us a little, a little insight into where you're going as a recruit.
Let me ask you this: have you created yourself and put yourself on a team next year?
That's what I'm finna do right now.
And what position are you gonna play?
I'm going to play corner.
There you go.
So you're not I know Dan Mullen of Mississippi State has mentioned to you that he thinks you could potentially be a Harvin-like player in his offense. I guess you don't agree?
Yes, sir. I talked to him yesterday. You know, I'm still trying to decide what position I want to play at the next level. So maybe the game can help me find out how successful I can be.
Right. I know you have great interest in Georgia Tech. Talk a little about the Yellow Jackets, what you like about them, and then name a couple other schools you're looking at seriously and why you like those schools as well.
I like Stanford, I like UCLA, and I also like Georgia Tech. I also like Vanderbilt. You know, I like them on the academic standpoint, and add a few more, Kentucky and Maryland.
And what do you like about each one of those schools?
With Georgia Tech, I like my cousin Chris Crenshaw going there, and I like Coach Paul Johnson and Coach Kelly and Coach Smith. And, you know, with UCLA, I like Coach Neuheisel. I think I got to get out there on campus. I got to visit UCLA and Stanford, you know, to see what Cali life, you know, in Hollywood like. And then with Maryland and Kentucky, I like Coach Brown from Kentucky. He sounds real cool, and Coach Brooks sounds real cool, too. And with Maryland, I just like their all-black, when they go all-black and on armor, and they got a good academic support system, too.
There you go. So you know you'll look good in Maryland.
Right. But let me ask you this. Your former teammate, A.J. Harmon, signed with Georgia a few years back. Uh-huh. Thought he was flirting with Clemson a little bit. You say you grew up a Georgia fan, but Georgia's not in your top 10 or anything like that?
I do my top 5 or top 10, you know, by who has offered. Cause, you know,
gotcha.
I don't
wanna gotcha. Don't want to put the cart ahead of the horse, I guess, on that.
Offer, and then they never offer, you know, trying to put my hopes down, you know. So I always put, you know, whoever don't offer me in my top 5 or top 10.
Yeah, Barry, I know that you're new to the quarterback position, and as you've alluded to before, that's probably the position you're most likely to play on the college level. Talk about that transition from you know, what, you know, generally you've played quarterback and been pretty dynamic at that position, but talk about how hard it is to become a top-notch quarterback, both technically and athletically.
Cornerback. Yeah. You know, being a cornerback, you know, I gotta get more aggressive, you know, because you know I'm usually, you know, fine with my hand, you know, and most of that be, you know, off passion, you know, running with passion. Now I got to get more aggressive, with making the transition. I got to get meaner, so you know I can come up and tackle, or you know, I work on my back pedal a lot. I got good speed, so that can help me stick with the receiver. And I have long arms, so that can help me, you know, keep a hand on the receiver while you're going downfield.
Now, we are the official home of the George Tech Yellow Jackets here, Sports Radio 790 The Zone, being joined by Jefferson County cornerback Barry Bostic on Score Atlanta's official visit. You mentioned that your cousin, Crenshaw, signed with Georgia Tech last year. Now, were you able to kind of follow his progress and see kind of how the recruiting process went and take a little bit from that, or are you just kind of going off on your own on your new journey?
I'm going off on my own, my new journey, because, you know, he committed real early. You know, he committed in summer too, and I plan on committing, you know, in the summer sometime coming up. I don't know when, probably on my birthday on July 2nd, so I probably make it official with one team then. So I haven't been looking at him really, because he committed, you know, his second scholarship. You know, he took the full ride to Georgia Tech, so
hey,
I'm just happy for him.
Barry, you don't know this about me, but I'm a big Florida Gator fan, and I've noticed in one of your reports that you happen to be a big fan as well of the old ball coach, as you like to call him. Talk a little bit about South Carolina. I know you're waiting on an offer, but talk about Spurrier. Talk about South Carolina and what that program, you know, how you view that program and what their chances are of landing you if you do get that offer.
With South Carolina, you know, I like the old ball coach. You know, he's down to earth. You know, he's offensive whiz, you know. But, like, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, they got one of the top defenses in the SEC year in and year out. You know, and me playing cornerback with a top defense, you know, it's going to get you some publicity. So, you know, South Carolina, you know, they're a top-notch school for me, you know, even though they're having that offer.
Now, you mentioned that your birthday is on July the 2nd, and you're thinking about committing. But I also noticed that you're planning on visiting, you know, South Carolina, Florida, probably another time up to Georgia Tech over the summer. I guess that's going to be before that July 2nd deadline that you're self-imposing?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes, sir. Any other plans for the summer? Any other camps or combines you're going to try to attend?
Mostly, we got a lot of 707 tournaments, you know, this summer. We go to Evangel Christian over in Louisiana. We also go to North Gwinnett, and we go to Burns, South Carolina. We compete against the best, you know, in national 707 tournaments, you know, to get our team better for, you know, the fall.
Yeah, you mentioned your excitement over, you know, competing in that national 7-on-7 tournament, specifically for the competition. I also know that you competed in the Army All-American Combine last year. Talk about that opportunity and what it was like to compete against some of the best players in the country.
When I first got there, you know, I was amused, you know, as you know, so many athletes, good athletes out there. So when I got there, you know, I'm not going to waste this blank trip, you know, coming out here. So, you know, I just turned it up a notch, you know, and got competitive. And, you know, I made the all-combine team, so I was, you know, happy with the result.
And we've actually had a coach from Georgia Tech on, Charles Kelly, in our program a couple weeks back, and you have a relationship with him. Can you talk a little bit about your thoughts on Georgia Tech coach Charles Kelly?
With Coach Kelly, I like him a lot. You know, he's down to earth. You know, he tells me, you know, if you come in, you know, he'll say it in front of anybody, you know, if you come in and you do what you got to do and you show me, you know, that you're ready, I'm going to put you there. You know, it don't matter if you're a freshman, sophomore, you know, or senior. He's going to put you at the position. He put the best at the position. So I really like that about him. But we talk, you know, once a week, you know, so I think we got a good relationship. And with him, he say he don't care, you know, when I commit. You know, he never rushes me. So I feel comfortable. He say it don't matter if I commit, you know, the day before signing day, you know, or signing day itself. So that made me feel a lot of confidence in him. You know, he trusts me, so basically I can trust him.
Yeah, we're finishing up with Jefferson County corner Barry Bostic. Barry, talk a little bit about your top three. I guess name us your top three, if you will, and tell us specifically what you're looking for in a school when you do decide to make that final decision.
My top three right now, you know, is, it's Vanderbilt, UCLA, and Georgia Tech. I'm doing this based on, you know, academic standpoint, you know, where, you know, how far the degree can take me, you know, after college, if, you know, the NFL or so on, you know, ain't successful for me. So I'm doing it from an academic standpoint. And, you know, what's going to make me make my decision, you know, how comfortable I am with the coaches, you know, the life of the city, you know, how big is the city. And I want to live, you know, in the city, you know, with good programs. I want to major in business, so it got to be a lot of big business corporations in the city. So, you know, I can easily get a job, you know, after college. So that's how I'm going to base my decision on.
Yeah, I like to hear that you're thinking of academics and life after college in the business world. Barry, we're going to have to let you go. We do have to go to commercial break. But, again, we appreciate you coming on the show this Sunday and hope to talk to you again in the near future.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Best of luck. Again, that was Barry Bostic of Jefferson County. We do have to go to a quick commercial break. You are listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
At 790 The Zone, we don't just report the news. We make it.
Make it.
ESPN Sports Center.
Minnesota great Fran Tarkenton appeared on Atlanta's 790 The Zone.
We're not only there.
You know, in this day and time, we have glorified the Brett Favres of the world so much.
We are the story.
All respect to the great Hall of Famer Fran Tarkenton, but that interview seemed like it was taken off the set of Grumpy Old Men.
We're there when sports happened. Sports Radio, 790 The Zone.
Stakey here with GoGo in-flight internet, now on select flights in and out of Atlanta. Set up your GoGo account before you fly by logging on to gogoinflight.com. Visit gogoinflight.com today.
Club 790 is getting a makeover, and you can reap the benefits. All Club 790 members are now official 790 MVPs. 790 MVPs only can register to win a trip to Watercolor, a coastal resort on Florida's beautiful Emerald Coast. Now through June 5th, enjoy a three-night stay in either a three-bedroom vacation home or condo at the Watercolor Inn. Watercolor Resort offers everything you need to paint the perfect vacation and win this $3,000 vacation giveaway courtesy of Watercolor Resort. Blackout dates apply.
Hey guys, Chris D'Amino, and if I got some great news for you, it comes from Curry Honda, and it comes directly from the owner. What is it most people say? I want to know whose business it is. All you got to do is ask for Adam, and you can meet the owner of Curry Honda. It's the only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. And listen to some of the deals that are going on right now. Certified Honda start as low as 3.9% with warranties up to 100,000 miles to give you a great peace of mind. How about the 2009 Accord special lease payment? $209 a month for 39 months, $25.99 due at signing. And listen to this. The Honda Pilot. You've read about it. You've heard about it. You've seen it on the road. Roomier than ever before, you can seat eight passengers. They got a DVD for the kids. Put it in because you're going to want to make those trips as easy as possible. And speaking of trips, we're talking about great gas mileage, and we're also talking about enough room to take anyone and anything that you need to take on the road. $299 a month for 39 months with only $29.99 due at signing. Are you kidding me? It doesn't get better than that. Oh, it does get simpler, though. Go to curryhonda.com. Price and payment on any vehicle in stock within 15 minutes. That's curryhonda.com. Better than that? Stop in. Go see Adam in person. The only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. It's Curry Honda, ready to make a deal for you and your family.
This is Chipper Jones. If you carpool once a week for a year, you keep a ton of pollution out of the air, and you save a ton of money, too. Now, that's a win for everyone. Visit cleanaircampaign.org to learn more.
Mayhem in the AM.
You don't want to miss Monday morning's mayhem. It feels right. NBA playoffs, Braves, and all kinds of NFL talk. And John Daly, yeah, that guy. He's back on the tour. He's on Mayhem, 10 a.m. Don't miss Monday morning's mayhem, huh?
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone to close out this Sunday. You're listening to The Official Visit brought to you by Score Atlanta and SouthernPigskin.com. I am Scott Janovitz, joined in the studio with Fletcher Proctor. We also have Big B Brian Jones in the studio for the last segment. We have a new addition to our show we're going to do on a weekly basis. Actually, go ahead, Fletcher.
Yeah, before we get to Brian and his new segment on a weekly basis, we did not have a chance to catch up with Brian Longacre. He sent us a text saying he's desperately getting ready for Lobster Tail Palooza over the summer. For more information, you can check out AquaBlueATL.com or give Brian Longacre a call up at Aqua Blue, 770-643-8886. It's right off of Holcomb Bridge Road, right off of 400.
Of course.
So, just stop on by.
Brian's one of our sponsors. We talk to him every week, and Aqua Blue is a great restaurant here in Atlanta, so check it out when you have the chance. As I was saying before that, we're going to do a new special every Sunday to close out the show. We're going to release a top 10 rankings. It's going to be Brian Jones's top 10. We will reveal a new top 10 every week, and this week we're talking running backs. With that said, Brian, the stage is yours.
All right. Coming in at number 10, we have Ben Emmert, running back out of West Forsyth High School, 6'1", 220 pounds. He's a big back, a downfield runner that can break tackles. Air Force has offered, along with Alabama, Georgia Tech, Vanderbilt, and Indiana. At number 9, we got Niall Knapp out of Sherwood Christian Academy, 5'10", 185, not big, not flashy, but he has a lot of speed. He's very interested in Iowa. And at number 8, we got Rajon Neal out of Sandy Creek High School, 5'10", 192 pounds. Has received offers from Miss State, Kentucky, Louisville, and East Carolina. At number 7, we got Juwan Thompson out of Woodward Academy, 5'11", 205 pounds, a dominating runner. He is looking at Duke, Minnesota, Ole Miss, Syracuse, Virginia, and Wake Forest.
And he's more of a like a big back, though.
He's
right?
a heavy
right.
guy.
Not your
yeah,
scat.
Yeah, Woodward runs that kind of wing tee.
What'd you listen about? He's like 5'10", 205, right? I mean, he's a big, bulky.
Absolutely.
Surprising
just a big
speed.
Guy.
Tell us who's six.
Number six, Rajon Bennett out of McEachern High School. 6 feet, 211 pounds. A speed back. He's also has a lot of power. Kentucky has offered as well as East Carolina. And he's also looking at Georgia.
Yeah,
we had
Rajon on the program a couple months back when we did the 7-on-7 tournament at McEachern High School. And he's also a heck of a pass catcher out of the backfield.
Absolutely.
He missed most of last season with an injury, but and for that reason, he's under the radar right now. Number five,
Charles Perkins, Collins Hill, I'm sorry, 6 foot, 205 pounds. He has verbally committed to Georgia Tech.
The first one, too. Am I
right.
correct in saying that?
Number four,
Delino DeShields, out of Woodward Academy. He's a dual athlete, plays football as well as baseball. He's also looking at Georgia Tech, Central Florida, Ole Miss, and Stanford. And at number three, Kendra Malcolm, who we had on the show out of Southwest DeKalb, 6 foot, 213 pounds. He has a long list of schools he's looking at: Alabama, Florida, FSU, Georgia, Michigan, or Oklahoma, just named a few.
One of the hotter names in recruiting, at least in the state now. I mean, he's really gaining steam. And then, of course, your top two, I think everyone can guess.
It's pretty much obvious. Number two, you got Storm Johnson out of Loganville, 6'1", 217 pounds. You know, LSU pretty much leads the race. And Florida's right there also. And he's also looking at FSU, Penn State, and Tennessee. They're also interested in it. Number one, of course, Mack Brown at ML King, 5'11", 185 pounds. He's a guy that can do it all. He's interested in – he offers range from – it's a long list of offers. You got Alabama, Auburn, Georgia Tech.
Everyone.
Florida State, South Carolina, Tennessee, just to name a few.
I will say this, though, two names. One from Grayson, Ian Pemberton. Is a guy
–
he's not a great prospect, but he's about 5'4", but he can move. He's a scat back. I think he's going to be a great special athlete somewhere. And also the kid from Chamblee, Roddy Jones's kid brother, Darius Jones, I believe, is going to be a rising senior this year out at Chamblee. He played behind Storm and Warren Norman last year, but he is going to be quite a special talent.
Yeah, there's a lot of talented running backs, just like every year. You know, George
I would argue this is the best year we've seen in a long time.
Oh, absolutely.
Time because yeah. Just because of the depth, you named a guy like Rajon Bennett, 6. That guy's going to be a monster at the college level.
He's going to be
ridiculous. Very, very good. And last year was a little bit down. I love DJ Adams.
Yeah.
I'm not sure Ely's going to be a star on the college level. I think this year is top notch. One other quick update before we let everyone go and before we get out of here. The SEC is actually voting today on a new limitation on recruiting classes. They are trying to limit recruiting classes to only 30 scholarships per class. Of course, if you follow recruiting at all last year, you know Ole Miss offered 37 kids, Arkansas 32. So if this rule does pass, and it's assumed that it will, those classes would not have been allowed and will not be classes that size will not be allowed moving forward. So that's something to keep an eye on today, as again, they are voting on that this afternoon. With that said, thanks to all of our guests.
We had a great show today.
We had a great
show.
Rush Probst was, awesome. Some of the best recruits in the state. You know, I mean, today was a loaded show. We got to pat ourselves on the back for
once.
And
if you missed any of it, check out scoreatl.com.
Absolutely. And Brian Jones's top 10 you can find on scoreatl.com as well. Of course, you can check out southernpigskin.com to hear the show over and over and over again if you love this voice coming at you. And we'll be back at 2 p.m. next Sunday. With that said, thank you to our producer, Variable. And with that said, this is the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Have a great Sunday, everyone.
Here. And when the Falcons make a huge trade for Chiefs tight end Tony Gonzalez, he talked to 790 The Zone first.
It's about one thing for me. It's about finishing this thing off right. I don't have any jewelry. So it's important.
General Manager Thomas Dimitroff.
He not only has shown that he can provide on the field, we're looking forward to his community involvement as well.
790 The Zone. Football lives here.
Here's the lineup.
Here's the fish.
Hey, guys, this is Brian McCann, and I always catch Steak, Domino, and Nick on Mayhem in the AM, mornings from 6 to 11 on 790 The Zone.
790 The Zone is the home of the Atlanta Hawks. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
Start in the American League. The Indians and Yankees are 4-4. Indians have two on and one out. In the bottom of the ninth, it's been the Mark DeShera show for the Yankees. A two-run homer and a two RBI double. Johnny Peralta's driven in a pair for the Indians. Before the game, Cleveland put Grady Sizemore on the 15-day disabled list with an elbow injury. Red Sox pounding the Blue Jays 8-2 in the eighth. Kevin Youkilis, a pair of solo shots. Dustin Pedroia, three-run homer. Jason Bay with a home run as well. John Lester will get the win. Twins lead the Rays 3-2 now in the eighth inning. Down in St. Pete, Brendan Harris, Carlos Pena, Matt Joyce with home runs. White Sox have come back to tie the Royals 4-4 in the fifth. Jim Thome, Josh Fields, Jermaine Dye driving in runs for the Sox. David DeJesus has a two-run double for the Royals. Athletics won Rangers nothing in the third on an Adam Kennedy home run. Mariners lead the Angels 2-0 in the second. Adrian Beltre, Jose Lopez driving in the runs. One American League final just went final. Tigers blanked the Orioles 3-0. Curtis Granderson a home run. Edwin Jackson did the rest. Eight innings of two-hit ball. He's now 5-3. National League, one final. Mets beat the Marlins 3-2. Frankie Rodriguez picks up his 14th save. John Main the win. Phillies lead the Nationals 4-2 in the eighth. Chris Coast with a home run. Josh Willingham, a pair of solo shots for the Nats. Astros lead the Pirates 2-1. Pirates down to their last out in the ninth. Brewers 5, Reds 2 in the sixth. Mike Cameron, a two-run homer, is driven in three. Padres lead the Rockies 3-0 in the third. What a season for Adrian Gonzalez. Another home run, a three-run shot. He has 20 home runs on the season. About to get underway, Cardinals and Giants. French Open tennis top seed and four-time defending champ Rafael Nadal lost today to 23rd seed Robin Soderling in four sets. NASCAR racing, the Autism Speaks 400 today at Dover International. Jimmy Johnson, your leader, through 170 laps. That's the latest sporting news flash. I'm Turk Stevens.
Hey, Mini Dealer.
Hi.
I heard every Mini has no-cost maintenance, but does that really include the important stuff?
Try me.
Brake pads.
Included.
Air filters.
Included.
Oil changes.
Included.
Brake rotors?
Included. Look, I can include stuff for 3 years, and that could save you up to $1,100 over our competitors.
Wiper blade inserts.
No, that's not included.
Really?
I'm just kidding. They're included.
Wow.
Boot to Bonnet no-cost maintenance covers 3 years or 36,000 miles, and it's only from Mini. For details, visit miniusa.com/info.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-338-2779. That's 1-800-338-2779. 1-800-338-2779.
Mayhem in the AM plays here. Weekday 6 a.m. till 11 a.m. Sports Radio 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Hey guys, Chris Domino, and I got some great news for you. It comes from Curry Honda, and it comes directly from the owner. What is it most people say? I want to know whose business it is. All you got to do is ask for Adam, and you can meet the owner of Curry Honda. It's the only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. And listen to some of the deals that are going on right now. Certified Honda start as low as 3.9% with warranties up to 100,000 miles to give you a great peace of mind. How about the 2009 Accord special lease payment? $209 a month for 39 months, $25.99 due at signing. And listen to this. The Honda Pilot. You've read about it. You've heard about it. You've seen it on the road. Roomier than ever before. You can seat eight passengers. They got a DVD for the kids. Put it in because you're going to want to make those trips as easy as possible. And speaking of trips, we're talking about great gas mileage, and we're also talking about enough room to take anyone and anything that you need to take on the road. $299 a month for 39 months with only $29.99 due at signing. Are you kidding me? It doesn't get better than that. Oh, it does get simpler, though. Go to curryhonda.com. Price and payment on any vehicle in stock within 15 minutes. That's curryhonda.com. Better than that? Stop in. Go see Adam in person. The only Honda dealership inside the perimeter. It's Curry Honda, ready to make a deal for you and your family.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. I'm proud to say that we haven't raised our monitoring rates in 15 years. Ask customers from other home security companies how often during their contract their rates were increased. At Alarm Force, it's only $25 a month for live two-way voice, and the installation, activation, and full warranty is free.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Georgia's best choice for home security.
If you ask us, we think the best kind of gatherings are not the extravagant kinds or the high-profile kinds. At Peachtree Service Experts, we know the best times are with family, with friends, neighbors, and new friends, too. We know this because we've kept Atlanta families warm in the winter and cool in the summer during those gatherings for over 60 years. So we were thinking, with the economy and things the way they are, we'd like to help out to keep those family grill-outs and bunko parties and birthday gatherings going a little easier. It's a two-for-one offer on service that you just can't get anywhere else. For just $99, our Nate certified tech will perform a thorough air conditioning precision tune-up now, and then he'll come back in the fall and do your furnace tune-up absolutely free. That means you'll save up to 30% on your energy bills all year long. For the most trusted name in heating and cooling since 1947, visit PeachtreeServiceExperts.com today.
For quality service guaranteed, we're your service experts.
At 790 The Zone, of course we have the national sports scene covered from every angle.
We're talking scandal, we're talking kickback, we're talking news footage of crumbling inner city schools.
But we specialize in Atlanta.
We enrich your very existence.
Local hosts talking local sports each day, every day.
Good, yeah? Too good, matter of fact.
790 The Zone and...